done it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Like diamonds in the sky. Woohoo! We're back. We're back in business. And you know what? We got to have a chuckle about it, right?
Yeah, must. Always.
So thank you so much for tuning back in, all you loyal My Beauty Angel listeners and Greater Good Ministries listeners who want to get your spiritual groove on here with us and sparkle, sparkle like the bright, shining diamonds that you are. It's Thursday night, and it's June 13th in the summertime. That makes me feel like that song, In the Summertime, do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do, na-na-na. You know that song, Cindy?
Yeah.
I'm hearing that song, In the Summertime. I forget who that was. Anyway. Do you know who that is, Cindy?
I don't remember.
Okay. Well, here we are. And thank you so much, our friends, and our special guest is Anne Santostefano from New York, from Brooklyn. She's one of our loyal listeners, and she's also a very, oh, gosh, she's just a wise, creative artist and so many facets of beauty to her. And you're on the air on the Blog Talk Radio worldwide here where you can call in to 347-237-5339. Press 1 to speak with us live. You're on with Audrey Quinn of MyBeautyAngel.com. That's www.MyBeautyAngel.com. And Cindy Herman, my lovely co-host and personal beauty angel and dear friend. She's the author of the powerful healing book that heals you from the inside out and makes you just more beautiful and brilliant. And it's called To Feel is to Heal. T-O and then feel, F-E-E-L, is to feel is to heal. And it's on Amazon.com. And once you pick it up, you will not want to put it down. I promise you, it's captivating. I don't need to sell it because there's nothing. It just sells its, I mean, it captivates you. It wraps its loving arms around your heart and your soul and all the unhealed wounds that need to be healed and loved and nurtured and cared for within your spirit and your soul. Right, Cindy?
I hope so. That's how it was for me and hundreds of others that have gotten it.
When did you write this book again, Cindy?
It poured through in 1999, and or about, I guess, 97. So, yes. Oh, but I'm eager to hear from Anne about all these healing tips. I just think it's the most exciting conversation when we can share simple things that we might have in the kitchen or the bathroom and get away from Big Pharma to find out how to manifest our own health. Won't that be wonderful?
Yes. Yes. And she has this beautiful Facebook page. Please go and love her page. You know, we call it like on Facebook, but I love her page. Better by Nature. I'm going to type it in the chat for you all in the chat. Better by, that's B-Y, Nature. Go ahead and like her page. That's her Facebook page where she does her blog, social media posting, educational advocacy. And which she's going to share these topics tonight, Anne is, from New York. And we're kind of starting over for some of the folks that we got cut off a little earlier, but that's okay. We have a full hour of power and play time tonight, so we're going to play. And I'm going to bring Anne on right now from New York. Let's see, where are you, Anne? And also, I just want to say Skype callers can call in as well, too, so don't be shy, Skype, from wherever you are in the other part of the world. Okay, let's see. Anne, are you here? Welcome, Anne.
Are you here
with us? Oh, thank
I'm
you
back.
So much. I wanted to give a shout-out to Reverend B because she came to our rescue. She's not sure why our show was set up to go off the air after 15 minutes, but she did fix us up, so we're back in business now for a full hour, so... Let's start over. So, Anne from Brooklyn, tell us how you came to be. Share with us a little bit about your history, Anne.
Well, I was born in Brooklyn, and then we moved to Long Island when I was about three. And we lived a couple of different towns, but we settled here out in Long Island, eastern Long Island, out in Medford. And I grew up in the house that I'm in now, still here. And like, as I said before, my parents were all born in Brooklyn, but my grandparents were all born in Italy. And my father was conceived in Italy but born in New York when they traveled over.
What made you first want to get into natural healing?
Well, I've kind of always been inclined in that direction, I believe. I just seeing things over the years, and especially because I had so many losses in my own family. I lost two older brothers, and then I lost both parents. And a lot of the times I would try to encourage them to, you know, kind of eat healthier and stay away from the chemical-y things. And I felt like, you know, everybody says the same thing. Oh, I've been doing this all my life. Or, you know, oh, we're used to eating this way. And meanwhile, you know, you're ill. It's like if you're telling me this and you're fantastically healthy, that's a different story. But if you're having health problems and you're telling me that, oh, you know, this is the way I've done it all my life, then there's an issue, you know, that needs to be looked at. And that's when I just really started looking into more natural alternatives to even medicine and just the way eating, the chemicals that we're eating. I started researching about all the things that are in our foods and the things we add, like people, you know, so frequently add NutraSweet to their coffee and, you know, that's the brand name of aspartame. And even Splenda and just everything that's in our water, we need to filter our water. And just the chemicals in our food, the high fructose corn syrup, the MSG, you know, the monosodium glutamate, these things are all excitotoxins that affect the brain much in the same way cocaine does. It can actually create more neural pathways in the brain, which start to mess up the way your brain configures information and thoughts and emotions, and it can begin to deteriorate that process.
Oh,
and aspartame, yes, aspartame can literally eat holes in your brain. It can actually attack brain tissue. It can cause cancer of the brain. It can cause seizures. I personally got interested in looking at aspartame because I had bad reactions to it. When the first few times that I ever tried anything with aspartame in it, I started to notice this pattern where I would feel just suddenly very confused and agitated, and then I would get a headache, like an enormous migraine. It would be one of the things that triggered migraines. And then one of my brothers noticed that when he had anything with aspartame, he would get a massive migraine, and he would get tingling in his lips and his face, and it was so bad that it actually sent him to the emergency room once, thinking he was having a stroke, and it was not. It was just his reaction to that chemical in the diet soda. You know, it's in so many diet sodas, and now they want to add it to our milk without telling us. And you have to ask the question, you know, why would they want to do this? Why do we need NutraSweet in our milk? Do we need sweet milk? It's like I see it as just basically genocide. They don't even care what they put in our food. And you have fluoride in your water and chlorine, depending on where you live. Over here we have the chlorine and the fluoride. And the fluoride can just shrink your pineal gland.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just the MSG can, monosodium glutamate, which is so common in so many packaged foods. Even in, like, if you order Chinese takeout, you should always tell them no MSG, if, you know, before you order it. Because monosodium glutamate can actually mess up your metabolism. It can cause your metabolism to make it very hard to utilize energy correctly to where you put on weight every time you eat something. It can really slow down your metabolism. It can mess with your hormonal balances. And it can affect your brain much the same way aspartame does.
Which one was that, Anne?
Monosodium glutamate, commonly known as MSG.
The MSGs, right? Can
yes,
you tell me which kind
forms
of foods have it? Like, for instance,
most packaged foods. If you look at canned soups, frozen dinners,
dressings.
If you order the Chinese.
Salad dressings.
Yes, yeah, salad dressings, many of the salad dressings, just so many packaged things, seasonings.
It's a flavor.
Some people get what they call a MSG heart attack. It's not really a heart attack, but they get like a squeezing in their chest. Like a squeezing pain in their chest and sometimes in the head from it.
Oh, I don't like that. I've never liked that personally. I just want to say, since we're talking about aspartame, I like a couple times when it first came out. What is it? The Sweet and Low, the pink ones? That little pink, right? Those little pink ones that you open
that's
up?
Right, yeah.
Well, it tastes terrible to me. I mean, I can taste it. Like some of these people, remember the drink Tab, T-A-B, and that had it in it, and a lot of folks I knew, other gals and models and, you know, trying to stay slim and trim, they'd be drinking this Tab or Diet Zero drink, you know, whatever, some kind of diet drink.
Right.
And it would have that in it. I would taste, just take a sip and want to spit it out immediately. Thank God I hated the taste, hated it.
Yeah, I hate the taste of NutraSweet also.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't taste it.
Nutra.
Immediately.
I got I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. We thought Splenda was good for a while there, too, but then we come to find that it's basically, they take sugar, because they say, you know, they tout the fact, oh, it's made from sugar, you know, it's natural. It's not natural. They add a chlorine molecule to the sugar to get it to not be absorbed by the body and affect it, you know, weight-wise or sugar metabolism-wise, where it would raise your sugar. That was done by kind of splicing it with a chlorine molecule, and it's no longer healthy or natural. It's basically toxic. You're taking in chlorine when you're ingesting Splenda, so that's also not good.
Hmm. And don't you think so much of the sugar craving, the sweet craving, it's the opposite of meat. And so when we eat a lot of meat, after that, then the body, in order to create balance, an acid-alkaline balance, will crave the sweet. But if we cut back on that meat, then we have less of a desire for sweet, and the natural fruits of just dates and natural fruits are an adequate sweet satisfier.
Yeah, I personally don't care for I very rarely drink soda myself. I might have the occasional Coke once in a blue moon, but I personally would rather drink seltzer water. I just like the refreshing non-taste taste of it. I just find that much more thirst-quenching, because when you drink people drink, you know, soda with sugar in it to quench their thirst. It's not going to quench your thirst. It's going to make you thirstier. The sugar is just you're thirstier. It's going to want, your body's going to want to dilute that sugar by making you more thirsty.
Yes, I got an interesting email last night. It talked about our water, of course, salt, and the doctors always say, you know, oh, cut back on salt. It's bad for us. Well, the processed salt we have, the Morton salt that you buy, the way they process it so strips the salt of its mineral content that, yes, it is very hard on the body. But we need, he says, we need a teaspoon of salt, and that's sea salt, real salt, Himalayan salt or sea salt, every day. If you think of it this way, the state that we're in the womb as an embryo, the percentage of salt to water in the womb should be maintained through our adult life. So,
exactly.
And a lot of research is showing that breast cancer is related to lack of iodine. And when women cut out salt, the only place often they're getting it is in that iodine-added salt. So, yes, salt is a very important thing. I mean, people are dropping because in the heat they're not being told by their doctors. You know, they're being told go on a salt-free diet when really it's – oh, here's the amazing thing he said. Salt, true salt, is essential for proper digestion. And when we don't get enough of it, we're not digesting well. So that's such a simple thing to remember, just to get plenty of salt in us during the day. I can tell you, I weigh about 110. I eat at least a teaspoon of salt every day. It does not put on weight. When people say that, that's the processed salt, not good salt.
It helps you metabolize fluid properly in your body. That's one of the main reasons that, you know, salt is in your body. It maintains a certain fluid balance.
What do you think of this salt, ladies? My favorite. It's a pink Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah, that's my favorite, too.
The pink Himalayan. And it seems to last a long time. And I got it on Amazon.com, and they have several different ones. But they sell a good-sized package, and it really does have a distinct, different flavor to it. And it's pretty, the pink. And I just feel good about it. Just looking at it, I feel good about it, the pink. Pink represents love.
It's much better. It's much purer. It's much more beneficial to the body to have that Himalayan salt. That's what I cook with.
because me too, I only use it, you know, it comes from such a high frequency area in the Himalayas, and so that is certainly going into the salt, you know, the geography from which something is drawn has a contribution, of course, to its frequency. So you just about can't beat Himalayan. Be nice if we could get all our food from the Himalayas.
In the area of Hunza, the country of Hunza, the food is just so healthy. It's all naturally grown, and I heard that the water is just so pure, and it's so mineral-rich that if you drink a lot of it, you can actually get a little sleepy because it has, like, a high magnesium-calcium content, which can is as beneficial if you can't sleep at night, but it's just, it almost creates, like, a euphoria. I said, boy, I wish I could have them bottle it and send it to me because I would love to be drinking that water. And everything purely grown, no pesticides, you know, and then these people come here and they start eating all our junk, and Lord only knows what happens.
And what are some of your favorite healthy snacks? I think my biggest challenge sometimes in staying, you know, just really, you know, I try to do the healthy choices, you know. What do you like to snack once in a while when you just need a little snack to get you through until you have your actual meal? You know, share with, I'm sure some of the other listeners would like to know, what are some healthy snacks they can have to stay away from a chocolate candy bar or some other garbage food, junk food?
I mean, dark chocolate is actually healthy if it's not too sugary. And if you try to buy organic, or even if you can get yourself like a pure ground cocoa that's made from really dark chocolate, that's actually very healthy. It's got very good health benefits. I'm not a big fan of milk chocolate to start with because for me it's too sweet and not chocolatey enough. But occasionally I will do the chocolate. I like to eat nuts because I tend to crave like salty crunchy, so I have to really fight that urge to go near the chips because that's a weakness for me, or something like layer cake would be a weakness for me, but I tend to go for the nuts, especially like macadamia nuts, because they're very, very healthy. They're low in carbs. They're rich in a lot of really important nutrients. I like pistachios, cashews. I also found I like to eat popcorn sometimes, but I'll pop it myself because microwave popcorn is not the healthiest thing you could do. Mm-hmm. For a variety of reasons, just because of the microwaves altering the nature of the food and the contents of those bags, there's kind of chemical plastics in them that once they heat up and explode, you know, you're getting that in your food. Mm-hmm. I also found a pre-made popcorn recently called, it's a funny cute name, it's called Boom Chicka Pop. And it's all natural,
okay.
It's organic, popped, they pop it, you know, the old-fashioned style, and it's just seasoned with very natural ingredients, and it's absolutely delicious. It tastes, when I opened the bag, I couldn't believe the texture wasn't like bagged popcorn. You know how bagged popcorn sometimes has that gumminess to it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have that fresh pop consistency, but this was really nice. It's really fluffy and crunchy and not a lot of fat and not a lot of salt. It was just all natural ingredients and it was absolutely delicious. So I was pretty impressed with it.
Mm. You know,
that's
what I like? What I like for salty crisp is the blue corn, and we don't have to worry that it's genetically modified corn because, as I understand it, the Hopi have all the rights for the blue corn in America, so we can know that those blue corn chips are not genetically modified, and they're good for us. That's simply oil, salt, and the corn.
Yeah, I like those, too. I like the blue corn chips.
Mm-hmm.
And
the blue ones, are those they're like almost black chips?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're like a purpley blue, sort of, like a deep blue.
You know what I like too? What do you guys think of the pretzels? They're called pretzel chips, and they're really thin. Of course, they have salt on them, so I get the salt, but they're pretzel chips.
Are they whole wheat?
I like them for dipping in hummus.
Ooh,
are they
whole
wheat?
You know, well,
I just wonder.
I don't think so. I think they're just, they have Glutino, you know, the gluten-free brand, and it tastes pretty good. I have that one here, Glutino, G-L-U-T-I-N-O. It's gluten-free.
Yeah, it must be made from grains then that don't have gluten in it. So, yeah, that would be good if it's whole grains. Yes, without the,
It's
a lot of those
good
GMOs,
in spinach.
A lot of the alterations they've made to food with the GMOs and, you know, radiation and all the things they've done to our food supply, that's a lot of the reasons why so many people have, like, irritable bowel syndrome. It's not just a sensitivity to gluten, but it's what's been done to our food, and those alterations in the food affect the way our gut translates that food and the way it absorbs it, and it causes inflammation. And recently I discovered there's something else besides gluten that's in certain foods, and it's not necessarily grains. It can be meats. There's a certain protein called, I believe it's called lecithin, and it's also like gluten in the sense of the way it affects people's gut. So some people are finding that they cut out the gluten, but there's still something going on. There's still something that's irritating them. And two things that may be happening is this lecithin and also an additive to a lot of foods, like certain cheeses and certain creamy things. They add what's called carrageenan. Carrageenan is made from a seaweed, and that sounds good because, you know, seaweed can be very nutritional and very nice power of food, but there are certain types that really aren't made for human consumption, and there's this one particular seaweed that they make carrageenan from, and it's very, very inflammatory to the bowel. It causes a lot of irritation, and some people are eating that and not, you know, realizing that this is what's setting them off. And they're saying, well, it's not wheat, and it's not this, but it's this carrageenan, and they add it to some salad dressings, some things that are creamy, like certain brands of maybe cream cheese-based things. Also, certain brands of ricotta cheese, they put the carrageenan in that, and that's why people have issues with it, with their intestines, and it causes this all kinds of, you know, very unpleasant side effects.
Yes. And, Anne, don't you think, I mean, from the time I was 20, I learned about macrobiotics and knew the importance of grains as the main staple of our diet, the grain, bean, seed, balance. And so I think the gluten situation is not about the wheat. It's the stripped wheat. It's the white flour. Because when I was living in the ashram, they talked about how, you know, white flour, we used to make glue out of it. You know, you just take some white flour and you can stick something on pretty hard to something else with the glutinous value of gluten, you know? And
right.
So when we eat a lot of the white flour without the whole, the bran and all the excellent added parts of the wheat seed to diminish what it's doing, it literally sticks the chakras together. They get stuck in their spinning. And so I think it's if one stays with whole wheat, I eat whole wheat every day, and I think if we stayed with the whole wheat and there is actually no genetically modified wheat made in America. Most of our wheat, unfortunately, is brought from other countries, imported, probably Mexico, where it is genetically modified. But if you go to, you can get it at Kroger or any store, if you go to a health food store, the whole wheat there, if you get organic whole wheat, you can eat whole wheat and that gluten won't bother you because it's balanced out with the whole product of the grain.
Now, okay, I got to say something because I this must be controversial because I've been reading whole wheat is bad. What do you think?
Yeah, there's certain things about whole wheat, and it's probably the process. It has a higher glycemic index, so it will drive up the sugar, which drives up the fat. You know, excess insulin in the body leads to fat. That's really why we need to keep the carbs down, refined carbs down, not just for the intestine, but even with the sometimes even with the organic and sprouted wheat out there that even if you eat that, if your body is kind of messed up from having eaten GMOs most of your life, unfortunately you may not metabolize that as well either.
Right,
you might
I get it. Yeah, after a lifetime of that would do it. Yeah.
What do you think, now this is a tough question I have, Anne, but I know that you've got a lot of research into this too. What do you think the agenda is here, hidden agendas? Why is it that, what is this with the Monsantos of the world and DuPont and some of the other XYZ companies that are they trying to eliminate the population?
Personally, is that what they are? They do want, there is a lot out there about population control, and Bill Gates is one of the biggest champions, if you want to call it, of that. And if he had his way, he'd be getting rid of a good portion of the population. I don't know
and
if that
his
many
vaccinations are doing that as well.
They're very key in that. And the food supply. I mean, these people are not, the powers that be, including the president, are not eating what we're eating. The president has a big, huge vegetable fruit garden in the back of the White House. This is what they're eating. They're not eating GMO. They're not eating Monsanto poison foods. They're not eating what we're eating. That's why they don't care what we eat, number one. Number two, they're, you know, want to build this elitist society and kind of get rid of the little, what they believe is the parasite of humankind, you know, the little guy who just struggles to make a living in this world. And they just want to build up an elitist society where they have enough for themselves, and they're worried that we're going to, you know, deplete things for them, and so that they can't continue on in their way, in their new world order, in their society. So there's a lot being done. There's things in our water that shouldn't be there, like fluoride. You know, it's the dumbing down, so we don't argue and we don't question what they're doing. And the media, you know, we just buy whatever we see in the media. Meanwhile, they're putting stuff in your water that has no scientific basis to prove that it's supposed to be there. Putting fluoride in the water does not make your teeth any stronger. There are countries that have no fluoride in their water, and their teeth are 100 times stronger than ours. And the fluoride that is in your water is not clinical fluoride. It is a byproduct of aluminum production. So let's get rid of the toxic waste. Where do we dump it? Well, put it in the water and tell people it's good for their teeth. So they always have an agenda. They always have an excuse of why you need this. You know, create this issue. This way we can put you in a police state. It's for your benefit. Trust us. It's not. Nothing they're doing is for your benefit. Mm-hmm. I mean, the chlorine in the water, all right, it gets rid of bacteria. Why don't we find a different way to do that, like some kind of ultraviolet radiation, the way they debacterialize pools, for instance. They put the ultraviolet light in the pool to get rid of bacteria as opposed to chlorine. You know, look into that. They're going to charge us for water. They might as well use the best method of purifying it instead of putting poison into our water and making us drink it and then charging us for it. You know, it's a natural resource of the world, and yet they poison it and make us pay for it. It's just amazing what happens in this world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is curious how when you have left Monsanto, if you leave Monsanto, you very quickly, somehow conveniently, get a position with the FDA. So most of the people in the FDA are earlier Monsanto employees, so they've got a nice little collusion going there with the FDA saying, oh, yes, it's perfectly safe.
Oh, yeah, take this. Believe us, it's safe. It's like the drugs they give you create, they just treat symptoms. They can't cure a disease. Mm-hmm. And while they're treating those symptoms that you have, now they create 20 other symptoms, as you can see from all these outrageous commercials that we're bombarded with for drugs.
By the way,
your hair's going to fall out. You'll grow a fifth eye on the side of your head, but keep taking it. It's okay.
That's right. Because conveniently, we have a drug for that situation, too.
By the way, side effects, have another drug to treat those side effects.
Yeah, it's all a mask. Complete mask. It's not a cure.
It's money. It's about money as well.
Money, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The Western medicine is all about, they're just so eager to do surgeries on people nowadays, and the insurance companies are tied into it. And incentivized, the doctors are incentivized for writing up scripts. I mean, it's this whole vicious circle cycle that is feeding into it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it gets you hooked on, just a case in point, there's cholesterol medications, like Lipitor. My father used to be on that. I quickly got him off of it because he started getting symptoms that were not good. He started getting the side effects of those particular drugs. It was affecting his joints, it was affecting his liver, it was affecting everything. And the myth behind these drugs is the fact that they've been telling people for ages that, oh, it's cholesterol. Cholesterol gives you heart attacks. Cholesterol clogs your arteries. Guess what? There's like a ton of medical research and scientific research to back up the fact that it does not. Cholesterol, your body makes cholesterol for a reason. It has many, many, many uses in your body. And one of the protective things that it does is protect the brain. People being on low-fat, with cholesterol-lowering drugs and the extreme low-fat diets, they often develop either Alzheimer's or some other kind of dementia or memory problems. The reason is because their brain is being stripped of the very thing that feeds it.
Fat.
And cholesterol just has a whole bunch of other effects in the body, that, you know, balancing hormones. And we've been told that, oh, it's the cholesterol that's, you know, hardening the arteries and causing plaque. No, it's inflammation in the body from eating the wrong things that is causing the insides of the vessels to inflame. The plaque is created by the vessels as a protective measure. It's not a good thing, but it tells, you know, we need to build up something hard because this thing is inflaming us. So these plaques develop, and it's from the inflammation in the body and the high acid diet. It's not the cholesterol.
Yes.
And the other thing is so much sugar and refined carbs that we're eating, it drives up the insulin. The insulin drives up the inflammation in the body that causes the hardening of the arteries as well. The excess sugar and the excess insulin are two of the main culprits that cause that problem.
Yes, and when we eat all these processed foods, they have no alkalinity in them. The life force has been taken out of them. So in an alkaline state, the cells are open and can absorb oxygen. But in processed foods or any foods that have gone through the microwave, they're now dead and they can't absorb the oxygen. So that's the acidic condition. They're no longer alkaline. You process something, it turns acidic. You know, a fresh lemon out of a lemon juice is very alkaline, but you buy bottled lemon juice because it's been processed and now it's acidifying rather than alkaline.
I never buy the bottled stuff.
Uh-huh.
You want a lemon? Buy a lemon.
Yes.
Orange juice, squeeze your own.
Yes.
Exactly.
Not orange juice.
Do lemons and limes have the same, you know, they so often talk about lemons. Oh, another thing this email said that was so interesting was when we get older, a lot of people have, I don't luckily, but a lot of people have the problem of not enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach. And so
right.
A simple way to remedy that would be juice of a lemon every morning. Do you think limes have the same effect that whenever they talk about a lemon, can one substitute a lime?
Possibly, but I believe the lemon is more, it's more been researched. It's kind of been proven. They really haven't, nobody seemed to really focus on the lime, but I believe the lime is probably pretty much the same effect.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because I kind of feel the same way when I ingest the lime
yes.
or a lemon.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So to me, it feels like the same effect, but for some reason, I guess because lemons are more popular with people than limes. I personally love limes. I adore the smell and the taste of them. But I think
yeah.
they just don't look into it as much as they do the lemon.
I think that's
what
it.
What is it? I love lime, too. So will I have the same alkaline effect, Cindy?
I would imagine so. As Ann says, you have the same feeling inside when you've drunk lime juice as lemon juice. It's very expanding. You feel that wonderful oxygenation in your cells of just a big deep breath you take because now all that alkalinization has gone in. You know, just a sidelight while I'm thinking of it, because a lot of people don't know about this, but we have our pets, you know, and worms can be a problem, and a lot of the over-the-counter medications are really hard on the animal, but they've discovered this diatomaceous earth, which is very simple. You get a big bag of it for like $12, but just a teaspoon of that or a little bit of that in their food every day, or even for us. If you hear you have parasites, and of course we have positive parasites in us too that are beneficial, but if there's if you've been diagnosed with parasites, the wormwood is very hard to take. Sometimes the walnut is unpleasant. But the diatomaceous earth definitely works. So that's another simple remedy for parasites in the body, for either your animals or yourself.
Wow.
Yes. And seaweed, I'm getting it really in the habit of seaweed, and I love that because I'm drinking the RO water. If anybody else has RO water, I sometimes wonder about the density. You know, it's much lighter than, and I'm wondering if I'm not getting the minerals. So I've heard just a small amount of seaweed will make certain that, and I think the flavor is delicious, make sure I get all the minerals in for the day. Would you agree with that?
I would have to say yes. It's not something I've actually tried or looked into yet, but just from knowing what I do know about it, I would have to agree with it.
Right, it's delicious. Yes, a simple way to get all your minerals. Anytime we can do it with food rather than a supplement is an advantage maybe, huh?
Yes, the real food vitamins instead of supplements. I've heard a lot of negative research on supplements these days. What do you think about the supplements, Anne?
It depends on how they're made. You know, some of them are not actually the true form of the vitamins. Some of them are made by almost like an imitation vitamin. Mm-hmm. They're made from different sources. They're basically, as one article put it, you're basically taking rocks. It takes like common rocks and taking the most common and not as effective form of certain minerals, and this is what they're powdering up and putting in vitamins. So you have to really look at the source. There's different, like if you're taking vitamin D, you want to take vitamin D3. If you're taking vitamin C, you want to take it as ascorbic acid. Citric acid is good as well, depending on what form it's coming from. But some of the, like I said, some of the minerals are basically, they said you're just basically eating rocks. They're taking like common rocks and taking the most, you know, mild form of the mineral, which is not quite as useful for the body, and grinding that up and putting that in your vitamins. They're not taking true sources, like true sources of magnesium, like getting it right from magnesium ore or calcium from true sources. They're just getting the cheapest form of it, and your body's not going to use it the same way.
For heaven's sakes, you know, I heard the other day that just one kiwi, well, I'm short, I guess a larger person, because they say two kiwis a day is all the magnesium and all the vitamin C you need for the day. So that's a nice, easy way to get that in.
Yeah, I'm short, too, so I guess one would do it for me, too. I'm only 5 feet tall.
Yes. And, about the... Oh, I'm sorry, I lost the thought. You guys go ahead. I'll remember what it was I was going to throw in there.
Well, I have a question for both of you ladies, because you're just really stirring up the pot in a beautiful way, and I'm stirring up all kinds of questions, and I'm sure some of the listeners are thinking the same thing, hopefully. We may have lost some listeners, just so you know, because of the timing of our show, but we can always have another show down the road, too, don't worry. But what I would like to say is that I would like to know, since I don't eat animal, I don't care to eat the animal proteins from animals, you know, the cows and the chickens and all the things, because of the steroids and the hormones and all the icky things that they're being, shot up with. And what are some great, and I can't do nuts, unfortunately, because
oh, okay, yeah.
And I used to eat nuts until I ended up in the hospital with some digestive, because I had a lot of colon issues, probably from eating a bunch of poisonous foods, you know, along the way as I was, you know, growing
up.
You know, and so my colon and digestive system is very delicate, and it is getting better. And I do drink some aloe vera, and the lemon is helping me, and the alkaline way of eating. But what are some other sources of protein?
Could I just jump in before we go to the protein, Anne, while I'm thinking of it? And you, too, you want to make sure and get a probiotic in. They're very inexpensive, and just one little tablet has billions of the friendly bacteria. The reason I mention it, there was an amazing program on NPR the other day where they were talking about when they gave rats just lactobacillus, which is one of the main common, and it did tasks better. It was calmer. All the positive signs they were looking for in the behavior of the rats improved greatly with just the introduction of a probiotic. And you wouldn't think of something, you know, like a digestive assistant affecting so greatly all of our capabilities. But it's been proven to be the case. So wouldn't we recommend to everyone to make sure they get plenty of probiotics in?
Yeah, that's very true. I take probiotics myself to just balance. And I find it.
Do you have one that you recommend, Anne? Because Cindy?
Go ahead, Cindy.
I just get one at Kroger, and it's probably not the best quality. I probably should get the best kind of quality.
Which one do you recommend, Anne?
Digestive Balance.
It's called Digestive
Balance is the name of the brand, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And where can I get that?
I get it at Target.
Target, so our listeners can go to Target, too. I love Target, too.
Yeah, even more, you can get it at.
Yes, and Kroger has just a simple probiotic.
And can we trust this? Is it real? Or is it a bunch of baloney?
We hope it's real.
You know what I mean? The ingredients?
I know. It's like I've personally seen a difference when I've taken it. So I want to say it's good. I think I tried another brand back a while, and I really didn't notice anything. I don't remember the name of it, though. But I wasn't too impressed with it, and this one I find there is a difference in the way my body will react to certain foods.
And Anne, I apologize for interrupting. You were going to talk about protein sources that you use.
Right. I mean, I do eat meats, but I buy organic meats that are grown without antibiotics and hormones. I'm trusting that they are the way they're saying it, but I tend to buy that.
Is it grain fed, Anne? How are they fed?
They are grain. They're left to graze, though. I tend to go for the ones that are cage free, and are left to graze on their own. They're fed on the normal things that they would normally eat, and you know, not altered, non-GMO, you know, organic grains. And you don't want to, like, when you buy eggs. I buy eggs that are organic, but not the ones that say omega-3 on them. Because the ones that say omega-3, they're feeding them a specific type of grain, and I think a lot of times it's corn, and it's more than likely GMO. And it causes something to happen in the egg that raises creates almost like a trans fat, like the artificial fat. And the process is called glycation. And it's particularly present when you scramble the eggs, because when you mix the yolk and the white together, and put it in heat, that's when glycation can take place and cause inflammation in the body. But it's less likely to happen with the really organic eggs that are not fed these omega-3 grains, because it's really not a pure source of omega-3 anyway, so it's really not going to benefit you the way they're telling you it's going to benefit you. But organic cage-free eggs that are, you know, fed things that are not altered and not trying to pump up the omega-3s in them.
So the ones that say omega-3s, stay away from, and I've been eating those.
Yes, I used to, too, until I got wise and found out some information.
Are you doing a ton of research, Anne? Where are you gaining all this beautiful wisdom?
Several sources. I kind of search for things. I search for articles. I search for medical-related articles. There's Natural News is one that follows all of these things. Another one is Health News. There's several sources, and if you look at my page on Better by Nature, you'll see the sources of some of the information where I get it. But I do tend to seek it out. I will Google and research certain topics and see as many articles as I can find or studies on it. I'll look for research studies, and that are not. And if you compare, you know, there's research studies and then there's research studies. There's real, genuine, funded by people who are trying to find out the truth research, and then there's the fake junk science that's, you know, sponsored by the big pharma companies or the Monsanto-type companies that are trying to prove, oh, no, this is good. But meanwhile, you look at the source and who's paying for that particular study, and that'll tell you everything you need to know about that study right there. So I stay away from studies that are sponsored by people who either sell that product or even if it's something like, the Blueberry Association, we did this study. Well, we can't really totally trust it because you sponsored it. You're paying for it. Mm-hmm. So we want to see an independent study that tells you this or that about this particular food.
Oh, that's true. Independent. Otherwise, it's all just a plug for what they're doing.
There's a lot of junk science out there trying to prove things that are good that are not. One of the primary things you would see is vaccinations. I work part-time right now with children in a daycare who are heavily vaccinated, according to, you know, the parents. They're unfortunately sheeple. They follow whatever they're told to do, and they're told, you know, if you don't vaccinate your kids, they can't do this, and that. These kids are all heavily vaccinated right from the start. We all know that big battery of junk that they inject in them all at once. Mm-hmm. Now, these kids are sick every week, and usually don't get sick. I don't catch anything. And before I was working with these children, You're lucky if I got a cold. Not lucky, but if I saw a cold once in 2 or 3 years, I was shocked. Mm-hmm. Around these kids, I've caught 3 consecutive colds. The last one was all in my upper respiratory system and the throat, and it was from them. They have it. Now, these are all vaccinated children. Why are they sick in minutes? It's like they can't.
Do you think some of these children are getting becoming autistic? I heard something about that.
Yes, I do. I do believe that is a... of course, autism existed in this world before vaccinations. However, it's become more prevalent since the vaccinations, and especially since the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, with the additions of certain different types of vaccinations that they've kind of made, not mandatory, almost, in some places they are, the certain battery of things together. They have things now, they inject kids for hepatitis. It's like, okay, what's the odds of these kids contracting hepatitis C? But they give them so many at once. And, yes, there are ingredients in them. Thimerosal, mercury, they do and have been proven in many, many, many studies, and you'll see this squashed in the news every day. They will try to shut this up. Studies have proven that there is a link between those ingredients and autism, as well as ADHD and ADD. And because the immune system is not completely developed when they're getting these vaccinations, well, their immune system is not going to completely develop and it's become compromised. That's why, other than what they've been vaccinated for, they catch everything. Everything that blows past them, they catch, and then they mix it to the adult. And I've even seen kids injected for the flu get the flu. And the very things that they've been injected against, they get it. So it's bull. Like that. There's studies that show that in the areas that have been vaccinated for pertussis, there's the highest incidence of pertussis exists there. Explain that to me. And now you have this Sarah Michelle Gellar coming out and, you know, touting, oh, yes, you should get the pertussis vaccine, just like they used, Angelina Jolie to tell every woman in the world hacking her breasts off or taking, Gardasil or one of those things. Mm-hmm. It's all behind money and just making money on drugs and treatments that we don't need. And there's so many alternative treatments out there. Do you cure cancer by injecting someone with citric acid, which is a common form of vitamin C? There is a clinic in Mexico called the Oasis of Hope, and I would to God that I could have had the opportunity to bring my father there and my brother there, because I lost a brother and my father to cancer, and I lost another brother to another illness, which was toxic shock surgery. You can literally cure cancer with citric acid injected IV into the blood at a very high dose. They've cured cancer with that. You're not going to hear that every day in the news. You can cure toxic shock, which is what killed my brother after 3 months after surgery, by administering peroxide into the blood in a certain way.
And what does that destroy, using peroxide? What does that kill?
It destroys the bacteria in the blood that causes sepsis.
Sepsis.
And
sure.
There could be many sources for the sepsis. It could come from your bowel. It could come from fungus. It can just come from staff getting into the, hospitals are germy places, and the longer you're in them, the longer the chances of you getting an infection. I mean, my mother, when she was there, I lost her also. She had MRSA at one point in the hospital, and she was in and out of, ICU, and then my brother had surgery, was healing well, and then he got a fungal infection in the blood and went into septic shock. He was in ICU. He survived it, and then a month later, or a few weeks after that, when they were starting to wean him off the respirator and he was making that turnaround, he got sick again. He got a high fever, and they discovered that bacteria from the bowel had opened up where they had done surgery, and it went into his bloodstream, and inside of 48 hours, it took him out of this world at a young age, a very, talented, wonderful person. And just even my father had pancreatic cancer, and they tried to treat that with what is called CyberKnife, which is a better alternative than the chemotherapy and things like that. And it did shrink, but he had other factors that, I think just, to me, it was just poor care in the hospital. But he actually died of a pulmonary embolism because your blood clots more easily with cancer. That's one of the bad side effects of it. But I went all through that to say this. There are so many alternative yes. alternatives to, you know, burn, cut, chop, and radiate that we make billions of dollars off of for treating cancer. And it doesn't treat cancer. 9 out of 10 times the chemotherapy makes it grow. And it just takes out the person's immune system so that they're never quite the same. And the chances of them getting it again, even if they do, on the rare chance, kill the cancer, you know, the chances of it coming back and anything else coming back is stronger because their immune system has now been kind of pretty much taken down by the chemotherapy.
Absolutely.
You know, we see that in people, how they kind of deteriorate. And there's so many alternative treatments. There's even things with hemp oil.
Yes.
And, you know, there's research about cannabis and
yes.
just so many things. The apricot kernel that they attacked years ago that forms Laetrile, that has been proven to destroy cancer cells, but you're not going to hear that because
no.
they don't want you to hear that.
Oh, no. Don't we think,
no.
has anybody figured out that after, what, 25 years of race for the cure, we're not anywhere near, like, duh, is somebody going to wake up and realize, gee, maybe they don't want to find a cure because this is the biggest money-making industry there is in the world?
Yes.
And they've proven that cancer can't survive an 8-point alkalinity. Johns Hopkins
right.
recently came out with a newsletter that said, instead of the killing the cancer, we're going to go in the direction of starving the cancer. So let's quit the acid food, you know, cut out the coffee, cut out the red meats, cut out this diet that is making it highly acidic, because if you can get that pH level up to an 8, and the simplest way to do that is lemon juice. They've proven that lemon juice is 100,000 times more effective than chemo because that instantly goes in, oxygenizes the cells, and cells will fight off the cancer if they're full of oxygen. And I understand over in Europe they're using hydrogen peroxide to get rid of cancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you know they can cure AIDS completely by hooking a person up to a machine very similar to the dialysis machine where it takes the blood out through, you know, they put a catheter in a vein and they draw the blood out through these hoses and puts it through the machine, filters it, and puts it back into the body. Well, there's a machine that takes the blood out of the body into the machine, heats it up to an extremely high level, cools it down before it comes back into the body, and they have cured AIDS with that. Someone told me about 10 years ago, they were a medical person. This is a person who was worked in labs and was like they worked in a hospital, but there was something they had studied and researched, and she told me about this. And she says, you'll never hear about this on the news because they don't want people to be cured of AIDS.
No.
She said, I could lose my job or literally be killed, she said, for telling people that.
Oh.
Sad. She had witnessed it. She had seen this treatment done, and it worked.
Wow.
And it makes sense. It's like you're taking, yeah. just like dialysis, instead of purifying it by filtering it, the high temperature is also another way to get rid of cancer as well. But this, it just heats up the blood so high that it just kills the AIDS virus. And then they cool it down and put it back into the body, and now that blood is AIDS-free.
Wow.
This is amazing.
It is.
Wow.
I feel very excited because I know that things are in the works to expose all these things we're talking about. Millions of people because of the Internet are aware of these things to some degree that we're talking about how, you know, the elite have tried to control us and eliminate us through the, you know, the planned agribusiness and GMOs and all. But that's all about to be exposed. And once that happens, then this information that is out there on how to heat blood and how to get rid of cancer and all those things is going to come out of hiding and be revealed to us. And I think very rapidly we're going to see dramatic, exciting, thrilling healings going
yeah,
on.
That's
all
what
around.
They're trying to censor the Internet also, try to
yeah.
control that. Because they know we're getting informed. We're waking up. Not everybody's
yeah.
waking up. A lot of people are.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to wake up and quit sleeping. And people do need to... you know, start being more conscious and, you know, too many people are getting cancer, like we're talking about, you know, and it is, it's become, I'm in the healthcare, okay, my day job is in the healthcare. I was at a healthcare trade show in Tennessee the last couple of days, okay. I wasn't singing for a country, you know, to become a country star. I wish that would have been the case, but here I just wanted to say, because we're on this topic today, because health is number one. And without it, it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It, you will go bankrupt if you don't have your health. We know that, right? And,
exactly.
You know, money can't buy our health, us good health. I mean, well, I guess you can buy a nice garden, like you said, where we can grow our own organic pesticide-free. But here's what happened. About 3 months ago on 60 Minutes, I'm not going to say on the air the name of the client of my ex-employer who I left 6 months ago. But the employer, one of our clients of my employer, was investigated for fraud on 60 Minutes. And you know why? Because the folks that were fired in admissions and in several areas of positions within the hospitals, this is a huge conglomeration that had like 300 hospitals in the United States. Once again, I'm not going to name them. But they were being investigated because they fired all these people because they were told they would lose their job if they didn't max out the insurance and do the extra radiation, do the extra MRIs, do the unnecessary, run up every test you can to increase revenue. Okay, I'm in revenue cycle industry during the day. Okay, that's the business that I'm in with healthcare. So I see it every day. It's corrupt. Okay?
Right.
And this is what's happening. And this is in the insurance companies. And then people are dying. These people that are insured can't even get their insurance company to pay for things that are necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so
that's my spiel on it.
And just one thing I wanted to point out to people, too, that I really think they should be aware of. The powers that be in this world, especially the New World Order Illuminati-type people, they know all about the power of words. They know all about the principles of the secret, of, you know, the principles of lining your vibration with certain things to bring certain things to your life and just, you know, believing to certain things and speaking them. You know, all things that related to the secret and the other one that's very popular about that type of thing and the Course in Miracles. They're well versed in all of that. They know all about the power of words, the power of positive thinking, and that what you think upon and meditate upon you can bring into your life. Now, think about that, and they do these things and they make it sound like it's for your benefit. But the first thing that I'm very intuitive about certain things, and the first thing that hit me when I heard about that, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, make
Here
you think
go.
About it all
yeah,
day
they
long.
Want
make
to be
sure.
Aware of it. You know why? Because they want that thought planted in your mind. They want you to meditate on it. They want you to fear it. They want you to bring it into your life, literally. And nothing
magnify it. Yeah.
That, exactly. Nothing they're doing is making it any better. In fact, it's been shown that having a mammogram can actually increase your chance of getting cancer because you're shooting the breast full of radiation.
Mm-hmm. And you're worrying about
it. And they're not even necessarily a good test because it doesn't always show things, especially if it's microscopic. And if it is a microscopic cell, it's guess what? You just shot it full of radiation, so you just gave it something to grow on. So it's just crazy. The whole, talk about that, like the movie The Matrix. It's like we're plugged into this matrix and you have to unplug out of it to survive, literally.
Yes.
Wow. This, we have to have another show, ladies. We're down to like 70 seconds. I mean, we can talk a little bit off the air as it goes off air a few minutes. Don't worry. We don't have to hang up abruptly between us all. And if anybody else is listening, that's fine, too. They're welcome to. But, I mean, this is a show that we need to have again. Wouldn't you agree, Cindy?
I'd like to see Ann have her own radio show. I'm serious. To have people, you know, if Ann could get with B and get a time on the slot and then just all the research she's willing to do for us and have call-ins where people say, well, what about this question and then this question? My God, you could be healing people, Ann.
Wow.
You are a healer, Ann.
About that. I hate to see sickness. My family would be in the hospital. I would be going, like, to other rooms and, like, talking to people or laying hands on them and, like,
yes,
just sending sympathy into them. I just can't stand it. I just want to see it change.
Yes.
And I know that the answer is not in state, you know, government health care. You know, so many people, especially the elderly, are going to be denied what they need. I know that because I've seen that even without state health care or government-funded health care. If you've been around hospitals long enough, you know that the elderly, it's like they're pretty much, they're ready to let them go. They're not making huge efforts to heal them.
Uh-huh.
I know, I've seen it with my family.
Because the doctor, most of their weakness at the elderly age is over medication. It's just the doctor's way of covering his butt so that they, you know, and not that the elderly are going to sue him anyway, but just make sure you got, you know, plenty of medication in you, and then you dumb you down and not ask any questions.
Right, numb and dumb, right? Numb and dumb. Numb them so they can't feel in order to heal, right?
They're doing that on a grand population. Numbing and dumbing.
Yes, that's what the fluoride does. Do you know that the Americans one time, the Pentagon, this is how corrupt even the military is, not, you know, not the men themselves, just the, you know, the darkness within the military, but they sent fluoride to the Germans for the American prisoners to numb them out, to pacify them?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing to us. Yes, but the good news is, it's all, I predict within a month we're going to see dramatic, all the truths coming out and all the changes start to happen. And I hope you do consider talking with Audrey about, you know, getting a show with B. It would be so powerful. Well, people could write in, you know, I have this health situation. What do you suggest? Because we don't, other than Dr. Oz, and, you know, he's got to walk the line. He's got to be very careful. He's doing a lot already, but he can't say the things that you're capable of saying.
Right.
And so you could really help a lot of people if you, you know.
All right. If you wanted to have an hour show once a week, she has a couple slots available for, I think, one or two more hosts. And privately, I can email you. It's, you know, it's a very modest investment because you're part of the Greater Good Ministries co-op. And as you know, this is a metaphysical ministry. We have people from Jewish background, Christian, you name it, all of them, because we want to honor everybody's belief and accept everybody, you know, with love and open arms. It's not a religious in any way. You know what I mean when I say ministry? So if that's something you want to think about or pray about or, you know, and whatever, but you are welcome because I know B would love what you're doing. I love what you're doing. I can't get enough of hearing all this. And it's validating some of the things I've been studying myself because I subscribe to Dr. Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. I love him. And I get all his newsletters. You know him, right, Ann, Dr. Mercola?
I do. I get those also.
Yeah, and I mean it's appalling all the stuff that he knows, and I love him. He is awesome, and I just think it's good. The only way we're gonna help other people is to know, be in the know ourselves.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, and very inexpensive. What, $10, $15, $20? I mean, it's just for very little. You know, you're able to offer people such.
Well, normally the show hosting is about $150 if you did it all your own once a month, but not.
Right.
It's only that amount, which is about $5 a week. You know what I'm saying? To be part of our programming, and then you would have your own. But it is a commitment to 1 hour every week. I mean, there's going to be some months where. You may not feel, you might be ill or you have a family reunion or a friend's, you know, you're going out, you know, there's going to be times where you'll play a rebroadcast of yourself so that you have that day off.
I'm definitely going to seriously think about it and look into it. Because now you've put this little bee in my bonnet. Oh, by the way, I lost contact with the chat because I went and refreshed the page not thinking after the show got disconnected, and I forgot that once you disconnect from that, you don't get the chat back. But that's how I
know.
I got refreshed the page.
You know what? We should do another show at the end of August anyways, regardless of what you do, because even if you have your own show, you can still be our guest on our show. And you could name your show Better by Nature and tie it in with your Facebook.
I have confirmation.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason we're connected here,
oh,
you know, Anne.
Honey, that
I mean,
would
we're
be
like
wonderful.
Minded.
Oh, uh-huh. I mean, Yes, exactly. It's so important. Think about somebody who's on the fence between, you know, having some alternative friends who are saying, oh, you don't need to get the chemo, or you don't need to have, you know, your breast removed or something, and then they come to the show and they realize there's somebody who has a lot of knowledge, really, that this isn't just airy-fairy stuff. There's enormous amount of research and experience and, behind the fact that, of course, you can get rid of your cancer without that stuff.
Right.
You sure could. And you know what? I'd be happy to be. I know Cindy would love to be a guest. You already have two guests on your calendar. You could have Cindy one day about her book, To Feel is to Heal, and interview her. You could interview me about the health care. I've been in the health care for many years, so I'm privy. I've seen what's going on with these 60 Minutes programs. And the insurance corruption, and I know some inside details that I will share the truth to set people free, and I don't care. I'm going to voice it.
That's right.
You know, I'm not going to name, I'm not, for legal reasons, I'm not going to get sued, and I'm not going to name the name of the company, but I'm going to say what's going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, and Anne, think of all the people. I mean, you might not even hardly need guests. I mean, yes, you'll have guests come on, but I would think once word gets out that they can call in and get information from you, valid information that isn't just, I mean, because you've researched this stuff and really studied this stuff beyond where the average person has. That's so valuable to us.
Oh,
it is.
Thank
because
you.
Our health, you can't put a price tag on it. It's priceless.
And like I said, when you've been through and you know, Audrey, from losing people and you see what happens to them when they're ill, and it just wakes you up. Good.
My Aunt Patty had ovarian cancer and died of ovarian medical neglect. My sister Barbara 2 years ago died of medical neglect because she was poor, living in Hawaii, and received less than inferior care. And because she didn't have insurance, they didn't want to even do the surgery, and they didn't counsel her, tell her she was going to die if she didn't get the surgery. So guess what? She died in her sleep. At 3 years younger than me. She died. Thank you. And I'm still really hurt about it. You know, I'm not over it.
No. It's not. I swear.
Really,
those
still upset.
Back like was yesterday when I think of, sometimes I can't even watch like certain scenes. There will be scenes like a hospital scene where they're, you know, somebody is dying or whatever. I can't. I literally have to leave the room because it just, it's so easy. It just comes back like that. You just relive the whole experience of losing them. It's just nothing like it. It's like I once told somebody, you don't know, there's no words to describe what it's like to watch somebody you love die in your arms. There's no words to describe that. There's nothing to compare it to, and unless you've been through it, you just don't know what it is to watch people you love die.
My mom died when she was 51. She had Crohn's disease. She's had thousands of ulcers in her colon, and she had the Lazy Susan, revolving Lazy Susan that spun around with 25 different prednisone, which prednisone makes it so your body can't heal. So once she had her 16th surgery, they cut her open 16 times since she was in her 30s. She was sick my whole life. And then she died at 51 on her 16th surgery, and it was, I mean, it was just horrific.
Oh, my God.
That's all I
got
to say. Horrific. And then my uncle died of leukemia, and he was handicapped to begin with. My uncle was mentally retarded, born with Down syndrome. So, you know what? I've seen it.
I know, me too. I had an aunt, two aunts that died of lymphoma.
And that they can go fast. How fast did your aunt pass with lymphoma?
The first one, she had it, and then it was in remission for a couple of years, and then she got it back, and she kind of, I think within a month, she was gone. And then the other one, she was diagnosed, and I would say within 3 months, she was gone.
Oh.
They might have caught it later than they wanted to, but, you know, she was gone and decided.
And isn't so much of the heartbreak that you see that it wasn't necessary. You have enough knowledge of real health and healing to realize that none of it is necessary. But I know how it is. When people make that decision, oh, God, doctor, we got to listen to, and they put the fear of God in them, you know, like, if you don't listen to me, you're going to die, so go by every word I say. And that's a lot of the shift that's going to have to happen, too, is when all the truth comes out, people are going to have to take responsibility for themselves instead of giving up all their power to the president or the pope or the doctor or something. They've got.
Exactly.
They will be forced to recognize, no, it is my body. I'm going to make the decisions. I'm not going to listen to their words of fear. And they'll be losing their power soon anyway when it all comes out about the AMA and the government collusion and all.
Right.
Then the naturopaths will be more in business. We need to magnify the naturopaths and lift them up and have special guests on our show who are naturopathic healers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To have them help folks too, you know, because naturopaths are, you know, anti going under the knife and surgeries and all the unnecessary, because they care. They're humanitarian. They don't just care about their multi-million dollar home, you know.
Right. I know so many surgeries are unnecessary, especially for women. Like right away, a woman gets fibroids. Oh, yeah, let's cut out her uterus. No, you don't need uterus. It's a fibroid. It's not going to kill her. It's not, you know, it's not cancer. It's like you just need to... You can shoot that with what they call an alcohol embol dart, where they shoot the alcohol right into the tumor and it shrinks it.
Wow.
To be woman's uterus out for fibroids. They come and go anyway.
Yes, yes, they do.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So they just shoot it with alcohol and that gets rid of the fibroids. Or would that be true of cysts as well? It's a cyst is a fibroid, I guess.
Yeah, it depends. If the content of the cyst, it could work for that also. They've even used that for cancerous tumors on certain occasions, and it can work, but the whole body system has to be treated properly. You can't do that and kill the person's immune system with chemo at the same time and expect it to not grow back, which is something they did with my oldest brother. But had they just done those type of treatments, I think he would have been much better off.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I have really enjoyed this show. I'm it's been awesome, and I just feel healthier already. healthier. It's so great, Anne, and we definitely need to. I owe you another show for sure because of what happened tonight. And I just really want people to be blessed with the gift of your wisdom. To, you know, Cindy and I really enjoy everything that you've said, and you're a great speaker, and you're just so wise. I know we didn't get a chance to touch on the photography. You can always do that another time as well. And, you know, so I hope you'll come back again sometime in August. If we can get you on the calendar, we'll make sure. Because, and then think about if you want to become part of one of Bee's on GGM Radio, become your own host. You know, it's an awesome, rewarding experience. And you already are doing beautiful work. I mean, you're working with these children every day, right, during the day?
Yeah, I do. And
you have a lot
day.
To share about that, too.
I kind of got the owner of the daycare, I got her convinced that, you know, she should stop feeding the kids so much sugar. You know, they donate. It's kind of like some of the restaurants, not the restaurants, but the local stores have donated things to them. They also run a ministry as well. So I kind of work with the kids on Sunday and kind of like a little daycare group in the church as well during the service. But they also have daycare during the week. And sometimes I have a different schedule. Sometimes I go in and sometimes they don't. It's like kind of when they need me, they call me in. But I noticed that, you know, even though they're getting stuff donated, like all these cupcakes and cakes and... It's like, oh, God, I would cringe every time I would look at it. And I kind of talked to her a little bit about it, and, you know, I was so thrilled. The last time the snack on Sunday was she got, like, the vegetable crudité platter with all the cauliflower and the carrots and the cucumbers and the ranch dip, and that's what the snack was. I was like, yes!
Oh, great. And, you know, you can make a peanut butter dip that the kids just love, peanut butter and honey and, you know, a little soy sauce or something. That's another good protein dip that the kids like,
right,
too,
yeah,
with
yeah.
the vegetables.
Or look, little pretzels too. Healthy little pretzel chips are so good.
Right.
You know, dipped in artichoke or spinach, like with a little light cream cheese in there. As long as there's no carrageenan. Now I'm going to be watching for that carrageenan because I used to think that was a good thing until you taught me that it
too.
Wasn't tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did too until I got a little on it.
It's amazing. There's so much to learn and to know what we're putting inside ourselves, isn't there?
Oh, my aunt. Thank you for your information.
thank you. I really enjoyed this. I just feel like we could talk forever, all of us.
If you two want to continue, I'll have to get on off. I haven't had dinner yet. But thank you, Anne. And Audrey,
you're very
too.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Mm.
Yes, Anne, and I can, just so you know this, you can go back and right-click on this, open up this link. You can right-click and download the link and save this clip to your, are you there, Anne? You can save it to your desktop.
I thought you could ask you if I could have the show in archive to listen to.
Yeah, all you have to do is click on the link, and then you'll see a little download line underneath the pictures where it says download this, and that's where you right-click on it, and it'll download right to your desktop. And then you will have that clip for yourself and to listen back and to see, next time I want to say this. Or, you know, if there's something that you didn't have a chance. An hour goes by fast. We didn't even take a commercial break. I just thought, you know what, this is too good information. I don't want a commercial break. You know, but we did have a commercial to put in there. But you know, it's too bad that some of the listeners got frustrated because we had callers in the queue earlier. So I'm so sorry this happened. This was the second time this happened to me, and Bea felt bad. But luckily I caught her to get us back on. You know, she said there was something in the programming technically in the computer that was marked for only 15 minutes instead of 60.
There seems to be a lot of this lately, because sometimes I get notifications of shows. I'll get like a notification at 12 a.m. and it says, oh, this show is going to be on at like 9:30 p.m. but it was like on 3 hours ago, but then sending another notification as if it's just about to be on. So there's a lot of crazy things going on there.
It's crazy. But gosh, you just are like a genius with all this. You know a lot of information. This is great. So I mean you have enough content to just, like I said, have your own show, whether you want a guest on at that time or not. I mean, you don't have to have a guest every time. I just like to have guests on all the time to keep it, you know, you know what I mean, keep it more just variety the spice of life, you know, for me anyways, and so I try to do that for people. But everybody can do whatever they want when it's your own show, you know, and it's, like I said, you know, I send her a PayPal. It's only $20 a month. That's what each of us hosts. We only have to pay 20 because if $20 a month times 10, 12 hosts, you know, that pays for the programming, because it's over $100 for this programming normally by yourself. Otherwise, I would have done it 3 years ago. You know, but when I was unemployed 3 years ago, I was eating top ramen. Talk about MSG.
I know.
No wonder my
good right now either.
Cold.
So I have to. You know.
Yeah. Well, you are just a sweetheart. So I really thank you for coming back on tonight and everything.
Thanks
for having me. Feel free to call me anytime, or, you know, or Facebook me or whatever, and, you know, we can get a Thursday again in August and make sure hopefully we don't have a technical problem anymore. Joni Ross is going to come back on, too. This happened to her, and we got her coming July 11th. Oh, I wanted to tell you, next week, my guest, you can Google him, is patrickharrington.com. Patrick is like a famous medium who... You can ask about your loved one. You do have to know the name, their birth date. You have to give them the birth date, and you have to give them the date that they passed. And he gets permission to go in. He has a prayer, and he works with Mother Mary as well. He comes from a Catholic background, and he's very ritualistic, just so you know. But it's all good. He used to be a news reporter with CNN and some big names, ABC. Anyways, he just left that world and stayed on his path as a reader. And his website's pretty cool, patrickharrington.com. And he does charge quite a bit for his readings. So to ask one question is really a gift to, you know, bring up someone that you want to get a message, a loved one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, and it's great because all you have to do is give him those dates. You don't need to tell him in their name, and he will give you the messages. I had a sample from him the other day about my sister Barbara, who died in her sleep from medical neglect. And I made an appointment with him. It was so good I made an appointment because he gave me a sample mini because I didn't want to ask him for more than that, you know, because I wanted to respect his, you know, need to, you know, he, that's how he makes a living and with his gifts. But he's been this way since he was a child, just so you know. It's not, it's a natural gift. It's not something he went to school for to figure out, you know, like some people do. They go to these intuitive schools. He doesn't do, he didn't do that. He and Deborah, they're both natural. So I encourage you to call in because you've got a lot of loved ones on this, like I do. And I am going to have an appointment in 2 weeks to do with my uncle and my sister because I want to get some things. There's some unhealed wounds in there, and I need some messages from them. You know, it helps us heal, you know, when we can have messages from them.
Right. It really does.
That does encourage
my aunt. I'm gonna get my aunt to call in too because she likes to hear it, like things like that. My uncle passed in September of last year. My aunt is my father's sister, and she was married to my mother's brother, so I was related to both sides. And he passed last September, and she has been looking for that, you know, for a medium to get in touch with him, and so I think it would really be a blessing to her as well.
Yes, please have her call in. And I met a lady at the healthcare trade convention yesterday in Tennessee, and it was a totally divine meeting. And she's the owner of Flawless Skin. It's these skin lasers that she does. That she has. She does all the medical trade shows. But anyways, I met her, and she lost her brother in kind of a freaky death where you know how they can choke on their own saliva. And died.
Oh, God.
He did. It was a real tragedy, and he was in his 20s, and he was very artistic. And she's going to ask about him next week, and she's calling into the show. She's another one, an expert to do with the skin and the beauty of skin. I know a lot about skin too myself, anti-aging, because I used to be a licensed esthetician, and I used to give facials. You know, I used to give, but then also I'm up on
hairdresser, and I was kind of getting into the esthetician part too, but I never went all the way with it. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a nice healing too. That's a way to heal people.
Yes.
So I'm gonna have Heather. Her name is Heather Badal, B-A-D-A-L Badal. That's a Persian last name. She's been married 18 years to a beautiful Persian man, and she's just a wonderful lady, and I just connected with her, and we went out to dinner last night before we left this morning, and it just made the whole convention making a connection. You know, it's interesting how spirit works in mysterious ways, you know, with connecting us to the right people, you know.
It's amazing. It never ceases to amaze me. I never get old.
Aw, you're just a doll. I hope to meet you. You know what? Pray for me. I got to say this before we hang up, dear. I don't want to say too much about it because I don't know. Sometimes people can hear us because they can be on the line listening to us right now, just so you know. So we got to be careful. But I entered this contest to go to New York. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And if I do, you'll meet my love, David, my soulmate. You know I'm moving to Arizona, Anne. Did you know that in 2 months? I'm moving the end of July. I haven't said it yet. I'm going to surprise everybody and say, oh, I'm in Arizona now. Well, I visited Sedona, and I visited other parts outside of Scottsdale about a month and a half ago and fell in love, and my soul just said, okay, you need to move here because Texas hasn't been it for me the last 2 years. I just don't like the area here. It's not really spiritual. It's very commercial and snooty and a lot of money. You know what I mean? It's not my... Yeah, I believe in being prosperous and abundant, but I believe in sharing it and spreading the love with other people and not being snotty like a housewife of whatever show. You know what I mean? And you would never catch me on any of that, anything close to that, ever. If any show I'm going to do, it goes to TV, it's going to be a spiritual show, just between you and I, okay?
Right.
But anyways, this is an actual beauty product. I will tell you that if I win it. It would kind of be like a photo shoot print ad because they'd announce the winner. But I have a good feeling that I have a weird feeling, a good feeling that I might win it. If I do, I'll be coming to New York probably soon.
Oh, wow.
And then I could, then we could meet up is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. When would that be?
Could have dinner with us or something, David and I. That'd be awesome.
When is this going to happen?
Huh?
When is this happening?
Well, I think soon. Hopefully in the next, 30 days or less, I'm going to be hearing from the contest.
Oh, great. I wish you luck.
I don't want to say anything about it until it happens because I don't like to jinx anything. But let me tell you, Deborah, you know Deborah, who was my guest, the reader you called in to talk with about, you know, Mr. N?
Yes.
You know, N? Yes. I'm trying to be private for you. She thinks I'm winning it. She told me in a reading. I had a private reading with her a couple days ago.
Oh.
She saw me going to New York.
Oh, cool.
So I really hope it comes true. And then if it does, I'm going to be telling everybody what she told me to, you know. So,
I know.
I love New York, though. What part of New York are you in now?
Long Island. I live out in Medford. It's in eastern Long Island.
Oh.
Not way east, but getting there.
Uh-huh.
Over
well,
by
you know, Patrick knows that Long Island medium, and I guess she quit the show now. She's finishing off her episodes, and she doesn't want anything to do with... She doesn't want the publicity anymore. She's a very private person. And
blame
it's been
her.
Driving... She doesn't want it. I don't blame her either.
Especially with
I
that
really
kind of
don't.
Thing when you're a medium. It's like I can imagine so many people like bombarding her all the time.
They probably, everywhere she goes, she probably can't out eat in public. She probably wants to dye her hair purple, put a wig on or something, you know?
With sunglasses all the time. They put a fork to your mouth. Hey, have you get my uncle through tonight?
Right. I love her personality. She's very down to earth. I really like her.
Yeah.
Well, this guy is just as powerful, Patrick, just so you know. He is powerful. And I was in tears my whole plane ride to Tennessee, and after he gave me my sample.
Wow.
I mean, he hit the nose. The song Bette Midler, you know that song, Beaches? Did you ever know that you my hero? Well, whenever I would hear that song before he gave me the reading, I always thought it was for my sister. My sister was singing it to me from heaven. And he brought that out in my reading with him. And he said, that song is from your sister, and I lost it. Because it confirmed to me that my validation with my own gut, my own intuition was right about that song. Because she always looked up to me and she wanted to be like me. And I didn't want her to be me. I loved her for her. I wanted her to be her. But she always felt less than. You know, like I was the... It made me sad. We needed healing, and I wanted to heal our relationship before she died. And that hurt me that we didn't get there. You know what I mean, Anne? It hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
The healing was not there. But it can still happen now. And I'm going to do my session a half an hour with Patrick coming up. It's worth it to me to spend $100.
Right. For peace of mind. You know who else is also a good medium? He's also out here on Long Island. Jeffrey Wands. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Is he on Facebook at all?
I don't. You know, I haven't even looked to see if I can't believe I haven't checked to see if he's on Facebook.
No,
but,
that's okay. How do you spell his last name? Is it Port Washington, New York?
Wands.
Yeah, he's here. I'm going to follow him. I see him. Jeffrey Wands.
Yeah, because I read with him. There's a local radio station called Walk FM, WALK 97.5, and you can call in on a Sunday, but it's very hard to get through because it's kind of like, you know, whoever gets through, first come, first serve. He does a 2-hour
show.
Here
it is. It's on his page, 97.5.
Yeah, and you call in 95.5, 97.50. I got through to him once, and he brought my brother Al through. I was in shock. And he even brought through the fact that my brother used to have this car. It was a Cougar or something from the 60s that he really loved, and he wanted me to have it. Like, he was, I was the only one he would trust with it if he passed. So he trusted me with it, and over the years, I couldn't really do anything with it financially. It needed a lot of work, like, to get it on the road. And it got to a point where I didn't know whether to keep it or let it go. And I was like, you know, really the best thing I could do for this car would be to sell it to somebody who loved it as much as he did and could fix it up. And I, you talk about how spirit arranges things and you meet somebody. I met through looking up, I think I Googled it, like Cougar Clubs. And I met the local chapter, the president of the local Cougar Club in Long Island, and he came, and he was just like my brother when it came to that car. He knew every detail. He was like a purist. Everything had to be like the original parts and everything, and he was just, I said, boy, if you two knew each other in person, like if he was still here, you would be like the best of friends because you'd think the same way about it. And he was even trying to fix it up for nothing. Like, he was doing work on it. He actually got it running. And the book value wouldn't be that great because it wasn't really running and it had rust spots that needed to be fixed. It was only worth like something like $1,000 or something like that. And he made an offer one day where he gave me the full book value of like the best one, like if it was in the best shape, and he paid me that much for it. And it was a wrench for me to let it go. Let me tell you, I was standing there in the driveway crying hysterically, like they were taking a person away when they took the car away. But I knew I felt like I can't do this car justice. It's just rotting in the garage. I'm not doing right by it, so I feel that this person could do right by it. But, you know, one of my older brothers made me feel horrendous. I mean, there's issues there, but he made me feel horrendous. He just has a temper problem to start with, and he was yelling and screaming at me when he found out about it, and he was calling me all kinds of things and telling me it was disgusting what I did. How could you do that? I was like, I know I did the right thing. Well, when I read with Jeffrey Wands, he comes up with, there was a car, your brother had a car that he, it was like, do you really treasure it? I was like, yeah, because he wants you to know you did the right thing. I almost passed out when he was crying on the air. I was like, because I said, oh, my God, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Before that reading, about a week before, or 2 weeks before, I had a dream that I was in the driveway, and that car was in the driveway, and my brother was there, and he's kind of like polishing it, and I'm kind of helping him polishing it, and my father is like sitting on the steps, and they're kind of like, neither one of them is saying anything out loud. Like, my brother didn't say anything out loud, but my father up and says something like, I think it's the right thing, like it's the right thing to give it to somebody who could take care of it. This is what he says in the dream. And I turn and I look at my brother Al, and he just looks at me and just nods his head, like with his eyes closed, as if to say, yes, that's the right thing to do. So to me, that was a confirmation of what I dreamt about. It was like he must have came to me in a dream and was trying to tell me, hey, you know, don't beat yourself up. You did the right thing. And that was just a confirmation with that reading. It's just, I couldn't believe it. Just before the call finished, it's like all of a sudden that came through. It's like, oh, yeah, did he have a car? Because he wants me to tell you did the right thing. So it was like, that was like, you could have dropped $1 million in my lap. Just that's how it felt.
Oh, wow. I love it. And that's where the healing is. And that's how Patrick is, too. The same thing, you know. I found him, you know, I have 30 friends in common with him. B's his friend, Reverend B, our producer. Amanda, a bunch of the show hosts are all, they all know who this Jeffrey is, too. So he'd be a great... He'd be someone to invite on our show, too, besides, you know, calling into his show. I'd love to email him and have him as a guest sometime in August for our show.
Oh, you should do it. Just be prepared to be bombarded when you open the lines to him.
Because he has followers, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, this has been great. Anne, you're such a sweetheart. I could talk to you for days, just like Cindy. You know, there's so much in common that we have, that we believe in, and there's so much to learn and to unlearn as well from, like you said, the omega-3s that I got to stop eating now. Thank you for that. Oh. I hope I get some sleep tonight because the hotel I was in, it definitely wasn't a 5-star. It wasn't even a 3-star. And I'm grateful that I got to be in Brentwood because it was gorgeous there. It was absolutely stunning. But I have to say that the hotel I was in, I didn't get any sleep because of the air conditioner was that big box on a wall where it doesn't shut up. And then if you turn it off, you're going to be in a sauna because it's too hot. So I didn't get any sleep for 2 days.
Oh, gosh, that's not good.
I mean,
yeah,
each night.
I wasn't sleeping good because of that cough was keeping me up when I had it.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyways, we'll have you on again. You're wonderful, and I know how to find you on Facebook. Plus, I have your number in my cell phone if I ever need to chit-chat, and you can call me, too, or, you know. So feel free if you want to post anything important on my page, too. I want people to see because I'm like you. I am not afraid to expose the truth about what it is, you know, what's going on. If it saves one person from becoming ill or going to the hospital so they can go bankrupt, right?
Exactly.
Okay, my dear. Well, you have a lovely evening.
You too. Thank you.
Much love to you, Anne. And please, and call in next week. You'll see we'll have the show page up. I'll do Patrick's like I did for you. I'm going to do his page on Monday.
Okay.
And start broadcasting him, too. So, well, you have a great night, dear.
You too.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart. Good night.
Bye.